Can you hear me in the back? So let's get started. The optimization of battery life. Let me first introduce myself. My name is Paul Huang. I'm a software engineer at Microsoft. We have our own lab, so most of our times we have the opportunity to work with OEMs, to work with manufacturers to adjust, optimize the performance and battery life. It's a great pleasure for me to be here to share with you how we can optimize the battery life. This is what I'm going to cover today. When we design the system, how can we expand the battery performance to meet customers' needs? We'll discuss the power model creation and also optimizing energy consumption. How do you achieve minimum power? And then the new features on Windows 10. We call it Energy Estimation Engine. It's called the E3. In short, it actually helps us to analyze the impact of applications on battery life, and then we allow users to determine the best use model, and also we have the modern standby. So now battery life, overview of battery life. We know that battery life is key to user satisfaction. According to our survey, when customers buy a product, one of the top considerations they have is battery life. So we provide some very useful tools which can be used to improve energy consumption. And we know that Windows basically actually is used on different hardware configurations. So we have useful tools to optimize. On Windows, we hope that users can better manage the energy consumption of the system. Before you design Windows device, we think the most important thing is to build a power model and then develop this material list. So for different system components, we will evaluate the average power consumption of every component under different testing environment, we'll know the mean power consumption, and then by the volume of the battery, we can calculate the battery life. So the manufacturers can get all this information. By this power consumption model list, we can very effectively measure energy consumption by the products. And we can also design the standards for testing. For example, if your battery runs according to this model, the result shows that your battery can run for 8 hours, but the actual use time is just 4 hours, then we need to discuss the gap and then do some optimization here. So
Thank you.
manufacturers can use power consumption equipment to measure or evaluate power consumption. Actually, this equipment can get very accurate measurement, 10,000 samples per second. So you can work with HV to optimize different components to achieve the power target. And you can also use Windows tools like a Media Experience Analyzer, MXA in short, to analyze the system's performance log. So this data, we provide very rich information for analysis. For example, when you're measuring equipment, detect high power consumption usage, then we can observe from the log that a certain specific application is hyperactive that leads to this high consumption. So then we can take the necessary action to improve energy consumption. If you want to know more about the details of this testing, you're welcome to join our performance lab discussion.
And we can familiarize you on how to use these devices and how to do the analysis based on this APP. And on this slide, we provide you some principles for the energy saving. In terms of the consideration for CPU, we suggest that try not to change the collaborator of the system timing, because if the timing interval is too short, the CPU would be always very active, and that would cause unnecessary consumption of energy. And we think that response time for the device would be lagged, and we suggest that the event driving design instead of the rotary or permanent cycling should be the base for the design. So the CPU and the system would have more time for rest. And then we suggest the developers to use the timer to get the resources of a CPU. And we think that during the development, the developers usually add some orders to remove the errors or bugs. So we think that it is necessary to remove the order for the debugging so as to improve the efficiency. For the devices, first of all, we have to confirm the drivers is supportive for the power management during the operation. For the disks, we think that is necessary to avoid the periodic disk activities like logging. And in terms of the applications, we have to avoid the unnecessary updating of a UI during the shutoff, and also the notices services that can be provided via cloud to update and upgrade. So for your information, you can click on the website on the chart. So you'll be welcome to look for the information regarding upgrading. Usually the users would use the full screen to play the movie. What should be our consideration to reduce the energy consumption during the displaying of the movie? We suggest that we can use some acceleration functions so as to save the energy. For example, the MPO supports, because it can use the hardware to reduce the workload of the software. During the full screen play, we have to remove the copy requirements for the RAM. And during the displaying or playing of the movie, we have tried best to reduce the flashing frequency so as to smoothly display the movie and reduce the energy consumption and the information that you would need would be accessible on the website. The automatic tests are necessary for the battery usage. It can help us to analyze the energy consumption and assessment for the computers during the sleeping mode, and also to analyze the playing of the movie in the full screen mode and the streaming situation of the movie and the user's experience regarding the energy consumption will be very brand new after the testing. So we're testing the live battery. We need to do a lot of preparation. The purpose of the preparation is that during the testing, the results are reliable. For example, 150 lux would be the expectation for the lightness of the screen, and the Wi-Fi connection would be terminated. The termination of the maximum lightness of the screen when it is using the broadband and NFC and Bluetooth, and also the illumination during the sleeping mode should also be at the lowest lightness. That is our suggestion only. But it is 100% defined by the users according to their demand. And we hope that the test results need to be reliable and the errors must be avoided as much as possible. Next, I'd like to talk about a new function of Windows 10, that is the optimized standby mode. We all know that in the previous version, Windows 8, one mode is connected standby. That is to support the users of the Windows 8 to experience the same experience as they use mobile phone. For example, the ephemeral user experience and the operation system can be running in a continuous way. Skype and Link can be used. But on the Windows 10, the modernized standby mode is a step forward versus the previous version. They are using the same configuration, but the new mode make use of more multiple resources and providing more options. And also it can replace the traditional disks, SSD, and a mixed hardware hard disks and the host bus, but at the lowest power consumption mode. In the past more than two decades, we have S3, which is a steep sleeping mode. You must have familiarized it very much. So from Windows 8, the whole system is running at the lowest energy consumption mode or power consumption mode. In Windows 10, we have a brand new mode, which is modernized standby mode. Apart from the connection or connecting with the network, on the other hand, it can also have another function, which is the offline connection. In short, the modernized standby offline connection is applicable for the low-end devices, but it has a very good result in terms of faster wake up. From this comparison, we can see that the traditional standby and a new standby, what is the major differences between these two versions? The traditional standby modes, once the system is in the situation of SO3 and S4, the users would not be able to interact with the system. And also, it takes time to wake up the system. But in the new version, the system is at the low power consumption mode at S4, but the system can stay connected with the users, and the user can still interact with the system. When the users intend to activate the system, it would take less time, about 500 milliseconds. So basically, you don't have to wait too long, just like you use a mobile phone. When you press the button of the power, if you want to use it, then the whole system can be waked up very immediately. So the new mode of the standby is based on SOC platform. So its merits is that it's very light in appearance and weight. But these are all the merits that cannot be achieved by the traditional one. So, but the modernized standby system also means that the system, together with the components and also the combination integration for the whole component, is very critical, so as to guarantee the accurate management of the power. Next, I'd like to give you some more details in our discussion, and you will be welcome to participate into that discussion in the next sessions. So the traditional standby and a new standby, they're also different in terms of selecting the hardware. For example, the SSD and the NDS protocol. When the new standby is stay connected, the users would very easily wake up the system to operate the daily files and the daily applications. And also, the new mail notice would be received still with low consumption of power. But it is connected with the hybrid hard disks, HDD. It also uses the same resources. But if you use low-cost Wi-Fi components, then it will stay in the modern standby mode. It still can be waked up very soon, but the Wi-Fi components is very cheap, so it doesn't guarantee staying connected, and it cannot update the documents and emails very immediately, but the cost is the advantage. The traditional standby mode would not require such a stringent HDD. So the portfolio of its components for the hardware is even low in cost. The flash activation and the continuous updating of the emails would not be achieved at such a low cost. So the OEM, they would have a simplified platform, and also they can choose different portfolio based on their cost consideration. So 8 and 8.1, it is supporting SSD. On Windows 10, we support SSHD and separate RAM and NVMe SSD. For SSD, the Windows 10 would automatically switch to the mode of connection. But for the traditional standby, that is rotary disks, they would also switch to the mode of disk connection. As I have mentioned, if it is the hybrid HDD, the merits of the connection would be compromised, but at least you need to have at least 12 gigabytes available, because there will be a lot of movements of downloading and deletion. Next, I'd like to spare some time to talk about the structure, design, and optimization of modern standby mode. Through this chart, we can basically understand the basic duration of switching. When you press the button of the power, or when you close the notebook, or when the interval in the sleep is too long, then the device would fall into sleep and stand by automatically, but at a very low consumption mode. When you repress the power on, or when you do anything about the device, it will switch automatically very immediately to wake up, and then the time interval is very short. So in this new standby mode of Windows, provide you a lot of APBs to download, but they're always at sleep to lower the consumption of power, but it can continuously receive the updating notices and the programming automatically. For example, like the call of Skype incoming or the timers. So compared to the previous desktop version, it's much more flexible. In terms of this slide, there are several movements that can be done by the system to save the energy. For example, the reviewer for the desktop activities. All the APBs would be terminated. During the standby, so as to guarantee that the whole system would not receive further notices or updated notices during standby. During standby mode, in the new version, the flexible notifications and flexible management will be done. But that cannot be achieved in the previous version. And because in the previous version, everything would be just shut down during the standby, and every 30 seconds, it requires you to reset up. But we would not require the timers to check the time 30 seconds, every 30 seconds, to reset up. But actually, right now, during the standby mode in the new version, we can save energy and power, but at the same time, we can receive the updated notices in a continuous way. And but of course, somehow, we can shut down some functions for the standby duration so as to save the energy further.
Windows.
In the modern standby mode, the Windows can use any usable network to keep connected. So if you can find a more efficient network, the Windows will switch automatically. So this is the Windows will switch automatically, and it can automatically search for more efficient network. So what we need to make sure that is under a low power standby status, we want to make sure we have better, a longer battery life. So SOC is in the minimum power consumption status, so it can provide a better value to consumers, like a quick sleep, quick wake up, background notice. So we really need to do a good job in measuring and optimizing power consumption, lowering the power consumption by 1 milliwatt can significantly extend battery life. So we really need the device to be kept at a low power status, and every component we want to manage the power supply for every component. When the device is in a low power status, all the device should be idle, not used. So for this part, we hope that you can talk to your chip and hardware partners to set up the correct why should we if you want to have a modern standby model, you need to integrate your hardware, firmware, and software. Modern standby is architecture is based on the SOC system, so there are interdependent hardware and software. Different hardware device, the change of different hardware device, you also need to change the firmware and the software. So we know that if you want to achieve a very good modern standby model, you need you cannot do it overnight. So how can we effectively build a computer that's capable of modern standby? We need to follow the reference design. Why? Because it can speed up your time to market, it can streamline your design process, you can also benefit from your power supply optimization efforts previously with your partners, and also the power consumption model can help you to address power supply issues. So please set up the expected power consumption with your power vendors. When you develop, in the process of development, during every stage of your development, you need to do adjustment to make sure that the battery life target can be achieved. for the desktop OS, we can also, through a timer of a sleeping state, to calculate the battery life. So in some idle mode, the system will switch to S4 designed standby, and the power consumption is close to zero, and that can provide a greater standby time. For example, you push the power button, the system will first enter a modern standby. It can provide information updates, and you can constantly update your emails reception or inbox of your email, and also the new message from Skype or calling from Skype. After a few hours, if there is no one to wake up the system, then we can use this timer, we can set up this timer. The system will enter a more a sleeping model, which is which uses even less power, that which will further extend the standby time. So to optimize the modern standby, apart from establishing a very good power budgeting, we also need to do optimization. This optimization process can be repeated, so we can start with a simple testing scenario to more complicated testing scenario. For example, a flight mode to no network node, or to connected mode. So you can actually compare the actually measured power with your budget. So if you see very significant discrepancies, then we can use the sleep study tool provided by Windows. It can be used to check the power used by system on the software and hardware and software. Sleep study is a very useful tool built in the Windows. It can be used for the modern standby power analysis, power issues. So after the optimization then you can talk to the software provider to lower the activities of software. But if you find that there's nothing to do with software, it's because of the hardware, and then you need to talk to the hardware vendors or the drivers, the provider of drivers, to find the issues. So through the report of sleep study, the sleep study can provide a report, help you to identify potential problems. We have lots of tools. We have a number of tools to analyze the reliability of modern standby and battery life, like Windows Performance Analyzer is a very good tool. It provides visualized analysis to analyze behaviors of systems, and the sleep study can generate a modern standby. Sorry, to generate report for the modern standby periods. HLK can provide a stress test for connected standby, and it also provides some other related testing toolkits. So right now, Microsoft no longer have mandatory system requirements. For example, the time period for recover lagging, and also 5% power consumption in 16 hours. So right now we don't have such a requirements. We don't, but on the other hand, we have some recommended targets for partners. This is to provide better user experience. Like the modern standby system should be able to restore in less than 300 milliseconds from standby to desktop. And we hope that the modern standby status can provide a 9-day or even longer battery life. So this is about the modern standby system. Now let me talk about a new energy optimization feature. We call it energy estimation engine. So in this engine, this engine can be used to acquire the power usage data of users, break down into hardware services and applications. Energy estimation engine value claims it's aimed to acquire a longer battery life. For operating system, it helps system to choose a proper energy saving model. For end users, it helps the end users to understand the battery usage situation of their system and adopt measures to extend their battery life. For developers, it actually understands the software and code impact on the battery use. For hardware partners, the engine actually helps them to understand the different trade-offs for that they can choose from. So for software and other OEMs, we can use the real. We can have the battery use in the real world, understand battery use in real world. So the following few slides will be about this engine. So information collected by this engine can actually we can use the user interface to see which services and which applications power consumption data, and then limit their activities in order to achieve a longer battery life. So we can provide some configuration options to activate energy saving model. We can choose the applications that can be kept in the back end. So it's very much like some energy saving applications on our phones. So for different use case, to understand the front end and the back end use situation. Maybe, you know, this is a snapshot of the energy allocation over the past 24 hours. So in this interface, we can check some very detailed information. And then you will see very clearly for certain periods of time what led to very quick consumption of your power. You can limit its activities you can even eliminate it from the back end. So that's basically my presentation. That's about how we use these tools to do measurement and analysis, and then the new features on the Windows. The purpose is to help end users or system manufacturers to use these functions to help Windows users to have a more optimized battery life. So here are some useful references that you can use. Now, your feedback is very valuable to us. So please provide your feedback to us or through these links. Thank you very much.